This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For some reason, Facebook Live is not wanting to do the video the way we need it to, so I apologize that we don't have a direct Facebook Live going on right now, but we will get that set up soon. So, you know, we have a lot to talk about. First, I hope everybody had a fantastic Easter. It was very, very different for those of us spending Passover and Easter, you know, not in temple or church and not with our families. You know, thank God for Skype and Zoom and however ways we did it. It was, and you know, like I told you last time, I definitely saw an advantage to having, you know, a means to click the red button if I had to. So overall, I think it was good. We're still in Passover. Those of us that are eating matzah, we have about another, gosh, I think 3 days to go, so we're constipated like crazy, but that's okay. Luckily, we could still eat French fries for most of us. For those of you who had an who celebrated Easter, I hope you had a blessed one and are back with us today. So we woke up. We knew this weekend was going to be a rough weekend in terms of weather, and we heard that tornadoes unfortunately killed at least 22 people across the South. 1.3 million people have been without power. Alabama and Mississippi have had to open shelter despite lockdown orders. Why? Because the storm risk, quote, is greater than COVID-19. So Alexander City, Alabama mayor defied the governor's orders and refused to open shelters Sunday night. That's interesting. Said life safety had to persist over everything else, and the greater risk of the tornado overcame COVID. So you would think shelters would be open then, so people would be able to, I'm not sure. Anyway, according to Daily Mail, they said 22 people have been killed. Dangerous thunderstorms and tornadoes rumbled through the deep South on Easter Sunday into Monday. States had to lift lockdown orders to allow locals to take shelter. That's what I thought. There were over 40 reports of tornadoes that went along Texas to Arkansas to Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and even into the Carolinas, causing hundreds of homes and now 1.3 million without power. Not very easy to do on a shutdown or lockdown. In Mississippi, officials said the tornado's threat to the community trumped that of COVID-19, forcing locals to flee their homes for sturdy shelters. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about the latest with COVID-19. We're going to talk about the peak numbers. We're going to talk about how, you know, a return to, you know, normalcy might be coming soon. But it's not going to be normalcy as we know. There's going to be a new norm, which, you're not going to like. But going back to what happened in Mississippi, Mississippi Emergency Management Agency Greg Michel said to Good Morning America that there's always an issue. We emphasize to everyone that if they went into a shelter, they would have to maintain hygiene, wash their hands, use sanitizer, and use masks. But at the end of the day, life safety had to persist over everything else, and the greater risk of the tornado overcame COVID. And I agree with that. You know, I mean, COVID is killing people. But you cannot, you know, in the face of an invisible virus that exists, all right, but I'm saying an invisible virus where you can't see, yet a tornado, which you kind of can, you know. Hey, I saw a twister. You can technically see the tornado, right, with all the wind and the brown dust and all that. You know, people are so afraid of coronavirus. And mind you, it's a scary virus, but please don't let that, you know, alter your judgment. I had a patient over the, we had tons of patients over the weekend. One was having excruciating abdominal pain. We think his intestines were twisting on each other. And I told him to go to the hospital, and he said no because he doesn't want to get coronavirus. And I get that. I understand the fear people have. But I'm like, there's a chance, you know, you won't get coronavirus, or there's a chance you're already immune. You are having a medical emergency now. You know, and I keep getting that. People are like, well, I don't want to get medical care because I'm afraid of coronavirus. And I'm like, but it sounds like you're having a heart attack. It sounds like a heart attack. What are you doing? Go. You know, you know, we're also going to be talking about in this hour ways you could help. You know, a lot of us are on lockdown and we're watching what happened in Mississippi and Alabama and the, you know, the tornadoes, and we're watching, you know, food banks struggle, and we're seeing lines of cars, and, you know, we're hearing that people, like, you know, older people can't get groceries, and it seems like an absolute mess. And here you are at home. Here you are on lockdown going, what can I do? What can I do? Well, there is a lot you could do. There's a lot. In fact, you know, I want to tell you guys something. You know, and many of you don't have money, you know, to donate, and I totally understand that. Some of you can't donate blood, and I understand that. But I really want to thank everybody out there who have been smart, Alex, right? And posting stuff on Facebook that just brings a smile to our face. Like, for example, this meme here, 87% of gym members don't even know their gym is closed. Right? Because most people, right, they buy a gym membership and they never go. So 87% of them don't even know that the gym is closed. You know, that stuff is funny. That stuff is funny. One of you guys posted a meme of David, you know, the naked statue David. And then next, I mean, you know, David is very, very, you know, he's very, you know, well, you know, very muscular, and, you know, has a six pack, and things like that. And then next to him is a statue called COVID, and he's overweight and, you know, completely out of shape. Why? Because people, you know, now that with coronavirus, they're staying home and they're not, you know. Yeah, exercising. So, you know, even those of you that are putting smart Alex stuff on, you know, on Facebook and social media to make us laugh, it helps. It all helps. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. We're gonna 1-877-DOCTOR. We're gonna talk about how to what a post shutdown is gonna look like. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We're having a little bit of an issue with our Facebook Live. For some reason, it needs, I guess, there's an issue with Facebook Live. So for those of you who see the screen kind of funny, sorry about that. My ceiling isn't the sexiest in the studio, but that's just kind of, you know, things really aren't that sexy right now. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. The back and forth on when we can open up the country. I am optimistic that we are going to get to open in May. Whether it's going to be May 1 or May 15th is a whole other story. Can't tell you. All right? But there's not going to be the light switch or the, okay, everybody back to work, it's back to normal. The new norm is going to be so different, and as far as I'm concerned, still economically devastating. And here's why. All right, so We have, what, 1.8 million coronavirus cases, 116,000 deaths globally. I'm just giving you guys the basic numbers. In U.S., we've had 564,000 cases. Those are hopefully going to rise with more testing, and over 22,860 deaths. We are still having deaths every day with coronavirus. That's not changing. They are starting to slow down. A bunch of us have hit our peaks. Remember that projection that looked at New York that was supposed to peak at April 8th? And then what that meant is in terms of peak resources, when New York would need as many beds as they needed or anything like that. Well, their peak resource passed April 8th. Cases are starting to go down. They expect that the majority of, you know, their coronavirus is going to be under control by next month. Now, I live in Nevada. Nevada, we were told that we were going to peak. We're not talking sexual peak. We were talking coronavirus peak. We were going to peak around April 20th. Then it moved to April 21st. Then it moved to April 18th. Then it moved to April 17th. Now we're told the peak was April 8th, a few days prior, which means Nevada has got a handle on coronavirus. They say they don't need any more beds. They don't need any more ICU beds. We still need about 67 ventilators, but they are anticipating numbers to go down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Our prayers were answered on that one. So as the peaks are passing, we still have a bunch of states, though, that aren't going to peak till the end of the month or in early May. So, you know, just we got to be prepared for that. But what that means is as cases are going down, we'll hopefully be able to, you know, have beds open, qualify for those four steps that the government wants to see, cases going down for at least 14 days, hospital beds being available, means for us to test people, and then hopefully means for us to be able to isolate those who are exposed, their contacts, etc. So as long as the epidemic goes to a smaller level, we'll be able to contain it, right? The problem is people are still, let's say, dying. So the average American person isn't going to want to go right up to a person without a mask. Now, we're being told that Macy's, The Gap, Kohl's might collapse. We're hearing AMC theaters may be filing for bankruptcy. And the reason why is, even if we go back in May, is the average consumer going to want to social distance or not? Now, 6 feet, still fairly doable. The stores have shown they could do 6 feet. Restaurants have shown, well, they think they could do it. You know, so if we do have social distancing measures with 6 feet, it's doable. But we've had a study that's come out that said this virus can travel at least 13 feet. Now, we knew that. We knew that if somebody sneezes or there's an air current or whatever, you know, it could pass farther. But what was very interesting about this study, and I posted it on my Facebook and on my Twitter, is it wasn't even with the current. It was against the current. It still moved about 13 feet. So what that means is government officials, when they allow us to go back to work, this social distancing measures are going to still have to be in place. Now, I own a couple supercuts, right? So we have stylists that cut hair. How do you keep a social distancing of 6 feet to 13 feet when somebody's getting their hair cut or their nails done? I mean, when I get my nails done and my, you know, arms are that far, that's what, 3 feet? No, I'm 5 foot, 2.5 feet, whatever. Okay, we can't keep that distance. And then people say, well, everybody's going to have to wear masks. Okay, well, can you guys buy masks? Have we still been able to buy masks? I've gone to my medical supply stores. Still, no ability to buy masks. So we have those face coverings, but we know those face coverings aren't enough. So how exactly is this going to work if government reopens us with guidelines of, nope, you have to social distance, you have to wear a mask? How do you cut somebody's hair with a mask on them? How do you do an upper lip wax? Or deal with their beard, or I know I'm due for one. Yeah, you know, so, you know, where's the practicality of it? And going back here to Macy's, Gap, Kohl, why would they collapse? Well, you know, people got used to ordering online. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, have been already just, you know, edging to not have to go into a store and just buy most of their stuff online. So now you have these big department stores with a lot of real estate, paying a lot of air conditioning, paying a lot of staff. You know, are they going to see people run into the store, you know, especially with the economy going down, especially with people not having extra money? There's a meme going around Facebook where somebody says that they can't wait to see their savings go up to 1,201 cents, meaning they've already gone through their savings. People are really smart, Alex, on Facebook, which is pretty funny. So what we need to be realistic about is when we hear government officials talk about easing the shutdown and easing the lockdown, what exactly is that going to look like? You know, I went to a restaurant called Bagel Cafe yesterday. Now, Bagel Cafe, I don't know if you guys live in Las Vegas, but for those of you who don't, Bagel Cafe is probably one of the best delis. I even like it better than Jerry's Deli in L.A. Bagel Cafe, I even like it more than Cantor's in L.A., and Cantor's has been my favorite for years. So this Bagel Cafe restaurant is always slammed person to person to the gill. Well, I needed to pick up stuff. It's still Passover, right? And so, I'm like, we need sweets that we can eat for Passover, okay? Because this is ridiculous that I can't have a cookie. So we go into Bagel Cafe and you see all the beautiful, yummy bagel treats. You're like, ah. And then they have the Passover yummies and they're not really yummy. It's kind of an oxymoron. But anyway, and then I go and I get some Hebrew National Salami because I love Hebrew National Salami. So I understand it's not the most kosher, but still. All right. You were only allowed to have three people in the restaurant at a time. Now, if the lockdown, you know, I guess gets quote unquote reversed or we transition down, how many people are going to be allowed at a restaurant at a time? It's not going to be able to be filled to the gill like a normal deli is. And so then you start to wonder, are we going to be able to still make rent or still be able to pay staff, utilities, etc., if we're only seeing X amount of people? So, like, let's say a salon has a rule that you could only have two people getting their hair done at one time. Well, then at that point, you're losing money. If you are only allowed to have only two people at a time in a salon, you might as well not open. So I think what we need next is the government to tell us what exactly are they deciding? What will be, hi guys, what will be their restrictions and rules? You know, a bunch of us in Supercuts are going to be meeting next week to kind of talk about how do we do this. You know, do we have people stay in the parking lot and we text them? Just like with medical offices, you know, do we, you know, see people in their cars? Do we, everyone's trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do. And we have no idea what the government's going to tell us. All we do know is the government has all the power in the world to shut us down, to give us rules and restrictions, and to say, don't worry, you guys are going to get money. And most of us don't see that money. So if we're not going to, and I apologize, I got a scam call coming right now. If we're not going to be able to go back to business as usual, we need to know that. We need to have a realistic expectation. And then here's my question to you guys. Would you rather we wait with our open up? Okay, I guess what's the opposite of a shutdown? An open up? Okay. Would you rather we wait till June 1? Where it could be completely normal. Well, it might not be completely normal, but more than normal. Or would you rather we open up in May and have the transition slowly go back to work? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If numbers are dropping but not completely gone, would you guys still be open to the lockdown being released? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Are you going to lose money if it's not a light switch going, all right, we're back to business as usual? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that would go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that would go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state's coronavirus curve is continuing to flatten. Speaking in New York, Cuomo says New York appears to have reached a plateau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, when you're back, I'm back to Dolly. You have to be more for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a chloroquine study looking at the anti-malarial drug for coronavirus has had to be called off because irregular heartbeats were detected in patients. This was a small Brazilian study of the anti-malaria drug chloroquine, and they were trying to look at its ability to combat coronavirus. However, some people experienced heart arrhythmias that could be potentially fatal. So the study was funded by the Brazilian state of Amazonas, Amazonas. All right. And they administered the drug to 81 hospitalized patients in Manaus to determine its effectiveness battling coronavirus. This is according to a report on Medrix. But researchers said they were forced to halt the study after potential safety hazards. They say preliminary findings study that the preliminary findings suggest that the higher chloroquine dosage, the 10-day regimen, should not be recommended for COVID-19 treatment because of its potential safety hazards. Such results forced us to prematurely halt patient recruitment to this arm of the study. So roughly half of the patients in the study took a 50-milligram dose of chloroquine twice daily for 5 days. The other participants were given a single 600-milligram dose for 10 days. But within 3 days, some of the patients taking the higher doses experienced arrhythmia or irregular heartbeats. By the sixth day, 11 patients had died, though it was unclear if that was from coronavirus or complications related to the chloroquine. So did they die because of coronavirus? Did they die because of the medication? The scientists said that the trend towards higher fatality associated with the higher dose by day six follow-up resulted in premature halting, meaning they couldn't study it. Now, from what I understand, hydroxychloroquine, similar, is still being studied here in America, and we're getting good results. But chloroquine is, from what I understand, more dangerous than hydroxychloroquine. So I'm not overly surprised. But again, not really, you know, positive news in light of us trying to find a medicine. I haven't had my caffeine today. All right, so the sense of smell, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, the sense of smell that people are losing. People want to know, when do they get it back? Apparently, many people have still waited for it to come back, and it's been weeks. Miss Holly Bourne from London didn't have the usual coronavirus symptoms. She didn't have cough, didn't have fever, so she wasn't tested by the NHS. But she lost her sense of smell. She also had weird head rushes, headaches, and exhaustion. So her doctor diagnosed her with COVID over the phone. I disagree with that. Okay? I think she does need to be screened like now. Not so much even for corona, but for another cause of AV, anosmia, where she can't smell. Headaches, anosmia, could be a brain tumor. I don't want to worry her, but anyway, people are diagnosing people with coronavirus over the phone. And I guess she still doesn't have her sense of smell back. They say dozens of people experiencing loss of smell said that they still haven't returned, even after 3 to 4 weeks. They say, we've known for a loss of time, this is Professor Steve Munger, director of the University of Florida Center for Smell and Taste, that we've known for a long time that is loss of smell is one of the major causes. Because the upper respiratory tract infections due to virus, like common cold, influenza, a subset of people lose their sense of smell, most of them temporarily, but a small subset lose that smell permanently. So now the question is could you lose your sense of smell permanently? Before anybody decides to answer that, I would say, please, for the love of the Lord, get your COVID test done. This brings us to one of your questions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of these quote-unquote COVID cases are true coronavirus cases? Well, we thought the numbers were exact. So, for example, here in the U.S., we are being told we have 564,317 cases. I am assuming that those are people who have been tested and positive and I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. We are assuming that those tests were, I apologize. Sorry, there's somebody coming in out of the studio. I apologize. I don't understand. think that, you know, that's what the lockdown does. I think everybody realizes that, you know, we're all kind of working and, you know, it's not, you don't have the boss watching because, you know, bosses aren't around yet and, you know. So anyway, we are expecting that those coronavirus cases are 100% definite. However, the CDC writes, it is acceptable to report COVID-19, now this is on a death certificate, without the confirmation of COVID-19, if the circumstances are compelling within a reasonable degree of certainty. So the CDC has allowed doctors and healthcare workers to report it if they don't have access to the test. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. On one end, if there aren't enough tests, and from what I'm hearing in some hospitals, the tests don't even come back, you know, before the patient is discharged, you know, what are hospitals supposed to do? And we need to kind of get a grip of how many cases could be going on in the country. So we do the best we can. So CDC wants to know how many do you guys think you have, et cetera, especially when it comes to a death. But here I'm reading right now, it is acceptable to report COVID-19 on the death certificate. It wouldn't be the number one cause. It would be farther down without the confirmation of the test. If the circumstances are compelling within a reasonable degree of certainty, meaning many people are going to be diagnosed with coronavirus that might not. Or coronavirus is going to be counted as the cause of death when it might not be. So the 22,877 deaths being reported in the United States might not all be coronavirus caused. That's exactly what we talked about last week and the week before, where somebody could have a heart attack, somebody could go into congestive heart failure, somebody could go into respiratory failure, somebody could have encephalitis or a meningitis, infection of the brain, somebody could go into septic shock. If the doctor thinks with a reasonable degree of certainty coronavirus was involved, they are allowed to tell the CDC that. They are allowed to put it down on the death certificate. And again, I think that's appropriate. What I think, though, however, would be even more appropriate is for us to look at these death numbers and it be divided into absolute 100% positive or suspected coronavirus. How many of these 22,800 deaths in the United States were suspected with a reasonable degree of certainty, or how many were exact? We need that number. We need to know, are these guesses or are they 100%? Now, this will be moot once we have plenty of tests. Once we have plenty of tests, then we can test people and say, okay, but here's also the problem. Let's say somebody is positive for coronavirus. Again, does that mean it caused the death? When we count flu-related deaths that average anywhere from 20,000 to 60,000 in any given year, we count flu-related. Flu doesn't kill, but the pneumonia does, or the heart attack does, or the septic shock does, the secondary sequelae. But it gets counted. So we need to know, is coronavirus directly killing people? Or are these people having heart attacks or pneumonias like they would anyway? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a doctor got fired. You know what? Whistleblowers are probably a more dangerous position to be in than I think anything else. And apparently there was a doctor who was fired because he didn't like, well, actually, there's been multiple doctors now, if we kind of take a look at all these little stories coming up. Okay, let me pull this one up here. First, there was a doctor who didn't like the way the hospital was handling the coronavirus case. He was an ER doctor, publicly criticized the coronavirus preparations at his hospital in Bellingham. Dr. Ming Ling, an ER doctor at Peace Health St. Joseph Medical Center in Bellingham, he's been an ER doctor there for the past 17 years. And he confirmed his firing in a message to the Associated Press on Friday night. On Facebook and in media interviews, Lin had repeatedly criticized what he saw as a sluggish response to the threat by the hospital's administration. Lin insisted that the hospital was slow to screen visitors, negligent in not testing staff, wrong to rely on a company that was taking 10 days to process COVID-19 test results, and derelict in obtaining protective equipment for staff. Okay, I can understand why his boss wasn't happy with him. Shouldn't have been fired. Should not have been fired. But these are serious accusations, very serious accusations. And he took them to media. And so what the heck is the hospital doing? So, something we're talking about. He has described taking steps to help the hospital obtain cots and personal protective gear by being offered by local companies, efforts that garnered him a loyal local following, but he said it also brought warnings from superiors to stop speaking out. St. Joseph's did not immediately return an email seeking comment, but the Seattle Times reported that a spokesperson confirmed Lin was fired by Team Health, a national healthcare staffing company. Team Health did not immediately return an email seeking comment. In an interview earlier this week, Lin said his criticism of the hospital was motivated in part by what he learned as an ER doctor at the hospital near the World Trade Center on 9/11. He said he worked at St. Vincent's Hospital in Manhattan, and the facility's steady and competent response that day was due to the training and experience it had undertaken after being overwhelmed in the aftermath of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He said, "I feel so overwhelmed. We're like a high school basketball team that's about to play NBA. The storm is coming, and I don't feel that we're prepared." So in a statement released March 20th, the day after Seattle Times ran a story about his criticism, the hospital's chief executive, Charles Prosper, insisted that the hospital was taking its preparation seriously. Prosper said the hospital had started restricting non-essential visitors and screening those who did enter for fevers, among other steps. Prosper told the Bellingham Herald this week that several staff members at the hospital had tested positive. So, apparently, their county had its first confirmed case by March 10th. Now they have 92 cases, 4 deaths. At least 27 residents and 18 staff at a skilled nursing facility in Bellingham had tested positive as of Thursday. Then we have 2 Mississippi doctors fired after speaking out about coronavirus safety. It was an Oxford doctor who claimed that they were terminated for speaking out about their employer's safety measures. Dr. Samantha Houston said she lost her job of 4 years at Baptist Memorial Hospital in late March for, quote, disruptive behavior. In the weeks prior, Houston, a hospitalist, used Facebook to organize a local donation drive for masks and baby monitors so that staff could cut down on face-to-face interactions with patients. That's fantastic. Houston, 34, said that she sent several emails to colleagues raising concerns about the availability of personal protective equipment. She said, "Every idea I had was just shut down and dismissed. I just got very frustrated. I just feel like they were not advocating for our safety, and that was what was so frustrating for me. And it really wasn't even my safety. I felt safe enough because I had an N95 mask, and I was able to get in there, but I felt like the nurses were not as safe." So, you know, this is interesting. I've definitely had very similar situations where things are going wrong in a place of employment, and I try to help fix it, not just whistleblow and complain and going online. I actually try to internally fix it, and it turns out bad for me. I mean, it... It's unfortunately a story that I think we all have seen too many times. And so doctors are in one of the strongest positions to say something. To go, look, okay, because, I mean, you know, doctors, and I hate to put this as non-delicately as it is, but in terms of the food chain of a hospital, they're at the higher end of the food chain. Because the hospitals need doctors, and they're far and few between. They're not at the top of the food chain. The top of the food chain are administrators, are bean counters. So doctors are still fallible. And so if a doctor says, look, this is what we need, most people are like, okay, you know, how much do you need? I mean, if a doctor says jump, it's how high, usually at a hospital. Not anymore. Doctors have lost so much autonomy. They've lost so much of their street cred that they don't get, you know, the respect and they don't get listened to. Now, again, the concept of going online and complaining about your employer, that makes it tough. But I understand why people are doing that, because if internally they're not getting their responses addressed and their concerns addressed, they need to go to outside help. And the average person, especially in medicine, then doesn't care about their job because they want to put patient safety and employee safety first. But what is going on here? Why the hell would a hospital not be ready? Why would a hospital have their staff in danger? Well, if there's not enough personal protective equipment and they can't get it, they can't get it. I mean, you know, with us, you know, we have two salons. And as soon as our staff was concerned, this was before the shutdown, we already started measures to shut down. But if we didn't have protection for our staff, if our staff didn't feel safe, we close. I mean, if you can't get, you know, now, the average hospital can't close. So they're in a bind, you know, and they have sick people. Hospitals are sometimes in a position where they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they close down, then it's abandonment. Yet if they force staff to work when they don't have enough protection, they're in trouble as well. So one thing that's going to be a huge concern coming back after the lockdown are lawsuits. And a lot of employers are probably now starting to kind of weigh whether they should open up at all. If an employee feels that they are being put at risk and they don't believe the employer is doing everything they could, because there's really not much you could do in a restaurant, are these employers going to be liable? Now, I believe workers' comp protects them. I think, you know, it's harder and harder to sue your boss. But then again, you know, what are employers doing to make sure their patients are safe or their staff is safe and their clients are safe? Well, if you have a virus that could be spread over 13 feet, then, there's not really a lot you can do. And then the other thing a lot of employers are discussing is if, you know, there's this much, you know, finger pointing with coronavirus, then what happens in 6 months with flu? Flu, and I know there's a lot of debate on how deadly it is, if it's deadlier or not as deadly. We won't know until we get all the coronavirus testing. But if flu kills, are employers going to be expected to have personal protective equipment for all their restaurant workers and salon workers? 1-877-DOCFELLA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.